going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, I think we just have to, now what I have to do tomorrow morning is come in and restack. And that's a process where, you know, it's painful because there may be some other really good safeties, right? And we could still take one, but the reality of it is there's like some really good safeties in this draft. And so, you know, you have to now kind of look at it and be like, well, we're not going to take 6 safeties. So there's going to be some really good safeties for somebody else. We got the best one. Somebody else is going to probably get the second best one is what it amounts to. And we'll find other guys that are in those same clumps, very close, and find the best guys in those clumps that we can use in different ways.
Eat it, rest of the league. We got the best one. You guys can have the second and third best
one.
What
if the second best one is there?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to. He said we're not taking 6
safeties. He said we could take another safety.
He said 6.
So we'll get to that in 1 second. The Ravens have 10 picks left, 2 tonight, round 2 and round 3. They have 2 fours, a 5, 4 sixes, and a 7. Then 4 through 7 is on Saturday. What are you expecting the Ravens to come away with this weekend?
3 more safeties.
Ah!
No, but like if Amen Wari's there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me that absolutely positively they're not going to take him?
I don't think so, but I hear your thought process.
They can't turn him into another
weapon?
I can't say absolutely positively. Weaponize him? Because TMI, we outlined how much they spend in terms of money and draft capital, but this would even be a lot for them.
Trade our Darius? If you've got too many, like if we're
nobody wanted to sign him for $3 million.
But I mean, somebody would trade a 5th or 6th round pick for him or whatever. Like, I'm just saying, if you get to the end of training camp and you've got way more safeties than you need, you can turn it into something.
At the end of the day, it'll probably be a moot point. Is he going to be there?
I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not like Mike Elias. I haven't penciled out the next 7 years.
How'd you do on your mock, though?
He nailed Malachi Starks?
Yeah, how'd you do on your mock?
I think you did have to pencil that out. 8 direct hits.
Yeah.
27 out of 32. What screwed me was I told you I was going to. There were some GMs who had a hunch that 4 quarterbacks were going to go. So I leaned into that, including New Orleans taking Dart and then Shador at 21 to the Steelers, which, again, if Harmon is gone, I do believe they take Stewart, and Harmon was gone in my mock, but that's what sort of hurt me. But look, getting back to the Ravens.
Yes.
I can't tell you unequivocally that Amen Wari wouldn't be there. I don't know that anybody, like, I don't know that anybody.
Absolutely, Ravens value,
I would be really surprised, but like, I don't know. Crazier things, I guess, have happened. At some point over the weekend, they're obviously going to add an offensive lineman, maybe 2. They're going to add at least 2 defensive tackles, and they might add at least 2 edge players. I think they're going to add a linebacker. Maybe the next pick is a linebacker, especially if that kid from UCLA is still sitting there.
Kicker?
I don't know that they're going to draft a kicker. We say kicker's a need. But I mean, they've done lip service to we're going to scout kickers, and they've left their little breadcrumbs. But they haven't going after Justin Tucker's money. They haven't said anything negative about Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker's allowed in their building. Harb's at the, was it the league meetings? We love Justin Tucker. Was a part of his quote. I'm not convinced that Justin Tucker's not their kicker.
I would be floored, stunned, flabbergasted, insert crazy word here, if he's here in September. If he's here for training camp.
I still stand by, and I will bow.
I was with you.
I don't think he's stepping foot in the building. Now, Jason thinks he's going to show up for offseason workouts.
I would be very surprised as well.
They clearly think there's value in having them still aligned to this guy.
They're hiding behind the shield.
There's no denying that.
Oh, for sure.
They could have done a bunch of different things to make it clear that he had no future in their organization.
Completely agree.
They have not done that. The team president spoke, didn't do that. The GM and the coach have met with the media at least three times each since this came to light. They have not disavowed him in any way, shape, or form.
They have talked about drafting a kicker every time.
Yes. He's 36 years old or 38 years old.
Yeah,
so they might have talked about that no matter what.
But you're not carrying two kickers.
Who says the one that they draft is necessarily better than him and would beat him out?
I say.
He was one of the worst kickers in football last year. If they can't find a kicker,
he got it right at the end of the year.
But how did they think? Because we kept saying, oh, this is the week they at least bring in some dude on a Tuesday to push him, and they never did it.
They never did that.
But this is a full offseason.
Do you think they draft a kicker this weekend, Jason?
No.
Bone, do you think they draft a kicker this weekend?
I'll be a contrarian. I say yes.
The only reason that they wouldn't to me is because they've never drafted a kicker before and they can find undrafted kickers.
Great, but identifier.
I do think one of their 4 6 round picks, assuming they use them all, goes on a kicker.
They're using all four.
Oh, they don't.
They're using all four, Ken.
Well, what do you trade? How much do you move up trading a six? Like, I think they're using all.
They
of
use
them.
6 4s. They'll use 4 6s.
Do they draft a quarterback higher than we've become accustomed to them drafting a quarterback?
I'm going to say no. I would like to see it. I'd be for it, but I'm going to say no based on track record.
I just have a feeling they might.
You like the idea of Jalen Milroe.
I like it a lot.
And
not,
Jalen
he might
Milroe,
not be there.
Yeah. Know. Where do you think he goes? You think he goes late 2, early 3?
Who goes first, Milroe or Sanders?
I think Shador's going top half of the second round.
I don't think Shador gets... I could see Sean McVay taking Shador Sanders.
I think that'd be a great fit. He wouldn't have to start day one.
That is a more, that's an offense that suits him more than some of these other ones.
We will come back. We'll get the text of the day. We'll preview tomorrow's show, and we'll get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 5:30.
No,
BBC.
Because the Oreo game just got officially bagged. But that's coming up next.
But Brandon Young was standing on a mound that was covered by a tarp, imagining what his second MLB start could look like.
Which will be tomorrow in a split
doubleheader. And Ben McDonald was riding around on a tricycle on the warning track.
That's
all real stuff.
That happened as well. That's next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, the Oriole game just got called. They're going to play a split doubleheader tomorrow. So no Orioles baseball tonight. No BBT. We'll be going right to network at 5:30 as this has happened in the last few minutes here. But you still got the NFL draft tonight. You still got NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. So big sports evening.
And a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yes.
1 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So, yeah, a lot of sports going on this week.
Seems like I'm almost positive because I usually go out to the Castle for the Saturday. And either last year, maybe it was the year before, the Orioles played the Tigers on a Saturday afternoon for the Saturday draft. So, deja vu.
Jerry was texting us. It sounds like the food game needs to step up at the Castle, is what he said.
Well, Jerry's got a very delicate palate.
I am very interested in talking to him next week. I mean, come on, man. Are you expecting him to show up to the Castle tomorrow?
For lunch,
doggy
yes.
Bag
yes.
And then leave?
Well, just eat and run, yeah. He's not staying for the pressers.
It's on brand.
Yeah, you know, he'll get the sound later. Aloysius has places to be on a Saturday.
He's a busy guy.
He's very busy. Very busy.
Enjoying the game of life.
Nobody enjoys the game of life quite like Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Text of the day. picks today is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Earlier, you guys talked about Anthony Santander not being in the lineup anymore. Mark and Towson said, let's stop punishing Elias for not signing a guy who is batting 189 and has a negative war. The whole lineup is falling short, and that feels like a manager and hitting coach issue.
Let's also remember last year when he did hit 40-plus bombs.
44.
It was dreadful in the month of April
for him.
We were having conversations how contract years, sometimes it doesn't always bring the best out of someone, and then he heats up. You look over the course of his career, April is his worst month.
So, and you know me, Bone, I'm on record.
You
like
know me.
I wasn't necessarily bullish on bringing Anthony Santander back. I think we're going to look back, and last year is going to be the best year of his career. That said, I thought they were going to do more than bring Tyler O'Neill in.
Well, it's if you were bringing back Santander and you brought in a Tyler O'Neill, if you were bringing him back and bringing in another bat, and with Santander, it's he's a switch hitter, so he's in the lineup every single day, which there's a lot of value in that.
Especially when they can't hit lefties to save their life.
No, they cannot.
They won a game last night with four hits.
And now getting ready for three tough starting pitchers in Detroit,
and
like
Scooble.
The skipper said. Yeah, on Sunday.
Scooble. Hey, Beltway Ben, before we go, I wanted to bring you in just to let the people know, like, your best bets for the people that you gave them out earlier.
We need a buzz check as well. We haven't gotten a buzz check for Beltway Ben.
Buzz? It's been quiet. They're running out of money.
I know.
They are, but I think this weekend, Perry from Kentucky, he's coming in. Kentucky basketball. Well, he's at least visiting. We'll see.
He's coming in for a visit. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Not fully set to commit, but I hope they can get him. He was a Kentucky player of the year in high school a year ago. Can shoot the ball pretty well. Played a little bit at Kentucky last year. Hopefully he stays. But a few bets for the night that I have. Damian Lillard over 23.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 26.5 points. Zach Gallen over 5.5 strikeouts. And Marcus Semien over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. You can see any of my stuff on Twitter or X at BH Journalist. And we have streams every week. It's one of Ken's favorite things.
Yeah, speaking my language.
The streams. They're on our Twitter at BH Journalist.
Love it.
Bone, what you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, well, tonight after here, I'm going to go to a brewery downtown. Ooh. It is for my cousin's birthday. They have an arcade, Ken. It's $15. All you can play arcade.
Wow.
So have that.
Old school games or new school?
To be honest, I don't know. I haven't been to said brewery yet, so I'm very excited to see that. And tomorrow, having some people over, we'll be watching some baseball, watching some NBA, the rest of the draft, and Sunday I got the glazing process for my pottery, which is very important.
Is this the same thing you made earlier?
This is the same thing. It's the mug, and hopefully my mom's not listening.
You have to wait to glaze?
Yes, you have to. I think you had to wait 4 to 6 weeks.
So no premature glazing.
No premature glazing. So I got to pick what color I want to glaze it to be. And I'm going to end up giving it to my mom for Mother's Day.
Aww.
So hopefully she's not listening.
What color are you going?
I don't know yet. It's going to be a game time decision. I'm thinking maybe a blue.
Blue's good.
Blue's good.
Blue's good.
What do you got
good going
on, Ken?
I always go to the castle on the third day Saturday of the draft. So I'll spend tomorrow afternoon for rounds 4 through 7. Tonight, I know I'm going to be watching the draft. Obviously, no Orioles baseball if you're just tuning in. The game just got banged, and they will play a split doubleheader tomorrow. I'll probably watch some NBA and NHL playoffs. Hopefully the weather holds up a little bit. It's going to stay relatively warm. The cold seems out of our system, but it feels like we're going to get rain this weekend. So I don't know. Maybe just a lot of watching sports.
I'm pretty boring. There's worse things.
It's not boring, Ken. That's good. It's not boring just to be watching sports.
It's the PNC commercial.
It's the Ben Hall life.
I mean, I genuinely, when people talk to me about it, I don't think there's a better life. If I could watch sports for 24 hours, I would.
It is crazy people that aren't into sports at all.
Mac,
like it's an interesting
like the rest
life
of the people in my house.
Yeah, right. But you've gotten Margie more into sports. Heck, you took her to the Sixers playoff game last year.
She's been to so many sports. Yeah, people. She thought she was going to die that night. She went to three major college football games a year ago. Yeah. She's been to baseball games. She went to the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. Uh-oh. Ravens Chiefs. Yeah. She yet she has no interest in watching.
She likes going for the vibes.
Yeah, she's a vibe. She's got to walk around, check the vibe. She knows. Yes. But she has no interest in, like, I'll be watching games and her and her kids, they might walk by and peruse, but they just keep going. No, zero interest whatsoever. Zero.
You have enough interest for the rest of them.
That's right. I do. Yeah. I'm on the Beltway Ben program. I have enough interest for everyone. Hey, coming up next, no Orioles baseball, so no BBT, but Infinity Sports Radio will be rocking your airwaves. Coming up next, have yourself a fantastic weekend. We'll be back on Monday reviewing the draft and the O's at 2 here on The Fan.